getting late. And so I would ask you to turn to the book of Luke, chapter 10, verses 17 down through 21. I want to thank the Lord for having Reverend Weaver to call me and to invite me this morning to bring a word. And it's good to come home. It's good to be in Trinity. Amen. Luke chapter 10, verses 17 down to 21. And the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Notwithstanding in this, rejoice not, that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice, because your names are written in heaven. In that hour, Jesus rejoiced in the Spirit and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent, and hast revealed them unto babes. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in thy sight. I want to preach a word this morning. Anointed in the name of Jesus to do the work of God. Anointed in the name of Jesus to do the work of God. Many people sometimes, in most places, and in all possibilities, most likely will have to go through four stages in life. These stages are warnings, crisis, or crises, problems, and possible solutions. Warnings, crisis, or the plural, crises, problems, and possible solutions. We come to a point where it helps us to understand that in any of these stages, as long as Jesus is with us, we can face these stages. As long as Jesus is with us. The warnings. When the doctor says to you that your blood pressure is higher than what it was last year, and you need to watch out, you need to watch your blood pressure. That's the warning sign. Because after the warning sign, there comes the crisis if you do not heed to the warning sign. The warning sign helps us to understand that there is a chance that things could get worse if we don't watch out for the warning signs. And so when the doctor says, watch yourself, he's telling you, he's telling me to be careful, to take heed, to pay attention to what the warning signs are. And then we look at, even in today's time, how September 11th, 2001, how there were warning signs of what was about to come, but those warning signs were ignored simply because there were people who were wondering who would be so bold to attack the United States. Who would be so crazy to attack a country with arsenals and power that can take out a country in a matter of hours, and even a third world country? Who would do that? And instead of watching the signs, they were watching us. They were watching us at the voters' booth down in Florida, not letting the votes come to fruition, not letting the votes go through the ballot, cheating and making machination and underhandedness to the point where it had to be discovered that you couldn't just get away with it. And who knows if that happened in other states where they did not get caught. While they were watching us, I understand, the CIA and the FBI, they were ignoring and denying reports that there may be a possible attack on the United States. And so they ignored the warning signs. And something happens when we ignore the warning signs. Something happens because there is no room for error. And therefore, the warning signs leads into the crises if we don't watch the warning signs. And what happened on September 11th, 2001 was the crisis. And when you are in a crisis, you cannot look for a possible solution simply because you are in the midst of something that you don't even know what hit you. People, thousands of people died in the morning, and thousands of people, hundreds of people unemployed, and still the situation was that people were blaming one another for their mistakes when they all were at fault, simply because they were watching our progress, how we were moving up, how we were making changes, and they ignored the real enemy. They ignored the people who didn't care about life, didn't care about their own lives, sacrificing their lives for a particular cause. The warning signs, when they are ignored, the crisis. Nobody expects a heart attack. It happens because people deny the warning signs. People deny and ignore the warning signs. When things happen and we deny the warning signs and nobody hears us because we speak and it falls on a deaf ear, face the crisis, and that's when people would try to wake up, but you can't wake up in the crisis. You have to go into the problem, because after the crisis, there is a problem. That's if you get through the crisis. Not everybody gets through the crisis. There are some people who are still going through some psychological issues right now because of what happened back there, and some people who denied people jobs lost their jobs, and while they were standing on the unemployment line along with waiting for a job. Well, how does it feel now that you're standing in my shoes? They had it all together. Even the government had to bow down and call on God as they all sat in the auditorium calling on God, because when it comes down to the real thing, God is still God. Jesus warned his disciples. He said he gathered the 70 together. Some scholars have a debate about that, whether it was 70 or 72. I'm going to go by what I see in here. He gathered them together and he told them that I am sending you out as lambs among wolves. A warning sign. Watch out for the warning sign. I am sending you out, lambs among wolves, enemy. And not only that, but when you are going to where you've got to go, don't even stop to salute anybody. Get to the place where you must go. Don't stop, because saluting in that day meant that you would come and have dinner and fellowship and all that. And leave. Jesus said, you have no time for that. You have to get to where you're going. You cannot waste time here or there. Go as the Lord leads you. Don't stop. And don't get in my way. Don't get in my way. When the Lord says to go, go ahead and let the Lord do what the Lord does best. And that is to complete the mission. He anointed them to go out and to preach the gospel, to heal the sick, to deliver those who were demonized from their possessions and all of that. He gave them power. Don't even salute anybody. Just go out and you will be like lambs among wolves. You will be in the midst of those who are wolves in sheep's clothing. Now watch out for the warning signs. Not everybody who smiles in your face means to be on your side. Not everybody who says amen means to be on your side. Not everybody who shakes your hand means to shake your hand in a friendliness. And not everybody who puts their hand around your shoulder means to have their hand around your shoulder. They really sometimes want their hands around your neck. Anointed. So don't even salute anybody. And when you get to where you're going, don't be picky and choosy about what house you're going to go to, who has the better food and all of that. Don't even try it. Don't even go. Go where you are accepted. And while you are there, give peace to that house and let that be your ministry right there as you go. Jesus said, to go. Now, we don't know where the disciples went, other than they went to the cities. They didn't go together. They went two by two to different places to fulfill. They had a commandment to do. They got to their places. Peace be with you. And if they decide, if you go into someone's house and they don't accept you, don't try to force your way in. Leave it alone and let God take care of that situation. Don't try to force your way in. Just leave it alone. And while you're leaving, wipe the dust off your feet. Wipe it clean, real clean. And while you're wiping it, smile unto the Lord and say, thank you, Jesus. Because if you try to force your way in, that's a warning sign. They may try to do you in.
child, that you're not worthy to have this because you've rejected it. We will wipe the dust off our feet. Not even the dust will be on us. And we'll take a little while to wipe it off. Make sure that it's clean, because we don't want to track anything from your town to the next town, or from one house to the next house. We're going to wipe it real clean. And as we're wiping it, we're going to say, thank you, Jesus. When you go into the house that will allow you to minister, stay right there. And no matter what they feed you, you eat it. Eat it and let God be glorified. Let God choose what he wants to do. Let God be God. Hallelujah. Because he didn't have that house for you. He had another house for you. And what he'll do, hallelujah, he will make that house your home. Not every house is a home, but God is able to make your house your home. And even somebody... they didn't follow the warning signs, then the crisis would have come and they would not have done what they were sent out to do. But there's something about being obedient to Jesus. You see, you cannot be obedient unless you are anointed. If you are anointed, you are going to be obedient, simply because the obedience of God hooks up with the anointing of God, and God transforms us and he changes us to what he wants us to be, and therefore he makes his way in us and through us. And so that transformation says you are anointed, but you are not just anointed. You feel that anointing. You know that anointing is there. So when you walk, you have spiritual insight. You. God is God all by himself. I don't have to have any argument with anybody. God is God. I don't have to defend God. God fights his own battles. And he fights his battles better than I can. I just want to be there. I just want to be his mouthpiece. And when he says speak, I'll speak. And when he says shut up, I'll shut up. But glory to God, the anointing that he gives. Now, just because God anoints you one day doesn't mean that you are anointed the next day. The anointing has to come daily. You can't go with, there's no such thing as stale anointing. God's anointing is fresh. And so when they go out, they feel that freshness day by day, night by night. That's the reason why you don't need a priest that you have to find. You can call on the priest of priests, Jesus, because the anointing is there. Not everybody makes it through the crisis. But those who do, they go to the problem. The problem may be tough, but it's not impossible. It gives you some choices. I have a problem. I'm out of the crisis. The crisis is that I have my hands cuffed. But when I am uncuffed, I still have a problem because I'm not where I need to be. But at least I have a chance now to get away. At least I have a chance to recover. And so the problem, because now the problem piece helps me to get to the possible solution. And when the 70 returned, that's the blessing of that part when they returned. In other words, they went out there without any ammunition of the human race, the humankind, man-made. They went out there with nothing except for what they had on. But God protected them. And how long they were out there, I don't know. I believe that they all didn't get back to base at the same time. But when they got back to base, the word of God says, and when the 70 returned, thanks be to God that when you go out in the morning and you can return in the evening, or you go out in the evening and can return in the morning, thanks be to God. With all of the wolves out here, with all of the dangers out here, thanks be to God that he protected you and he protected me, even in the midst of all kinds of crimes that we hear on the news and everything, but it didn't happen to you. So here they are. And when the 70 return, and the 70 return again with joy. They didn't come back sad. They came back with joy. God did something. He didn't just send them out, but they came back with joy. Look at that word. They came back with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us. We went out there thinking one thing, but we knew that you had touched us. Thanks be to God that we saw something. This is the epiphany that God, that Jesus gives, that he is the Son of God, that he is the one that God called. He is the one, he is the Messiah. They came back and said, Lord, even the son, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. Oh, it's not just us. It was because of your name. We went out there in the name of Jesus. We didn't go out there in our own names. We went out there in the name of Jesus. And look what it says. It says, and the devils are subject unto us through thy name. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Don't get the picture that Satan is gliding down from heaven and he's trying to get back, but as lightning. And you know how fast lightning comes down. He went down fast. There was no chance of trying to reach back up. When God does something, he does it all the way. He threw him down fast. Saw Satan. In other words, this may be a surprise for you, but it's no surprise for me. I saw the enemy. I saw the enemy fall hard through thy name. Your name is powerful. Your name is awesome. I beheld, and that happened a long time ago, falling from heaven. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions. Notice that he did not say, I gave unto you. In other words, this power is continuing. It's coming daily. I give unto you power. In other words, what you've already done, the power was already on you, but that power is still on you. You may not have known the measure of that power. To God, there is power available even in a time of trouble. There is power available that you will say and confess that the Lord is good even in a day of trouble, and he's a stronghold in a day of trouble, and he knows his people in a day of trouble. Don't you worry and don't you fret that God will never, never, never come to your aid, because he will. He cannot be held back by anything. Somebody said, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Thanks be to God that there is power available. Power that you can call on. Power that you have. Power that God has given you. I've given you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions. But not only that, but over all the power of the enemy, I've given you power. So when the enemy stands up to you, you don't sit down. You stand up, toe to toe, face to face, and you call on the name of Jesus. That is, he is your power, and he's my power. Well, as I come down to my conclusion, nothing by any means shall hurt you. Remember Paul when he was bit by the snake. Luke looked at him. Luke said, Dr. Luke said, you should have been dead. But what Paul did, he just shook it off. Sometimes we just gotta shake things off. Just shake it off and let God be God. Shake it off. Somebody talking about you, shake it off and do what God has told you to do. Somebody plotting against you, shake it off, because God has something for you. Don't quit. Don't give up. Shake it off and give God glory. It will not hurt you by any means, simply because it happened. But God can turn things around. He didn't say, go and tempt me. He says, if it happens, thanks be to God, I've got your back. If it happens, I've got a hedge around you. If it happens, I'm still Dr. Jesus. Dr. Luke didn't understand, but Dr. Jesus knew just what to do. A transformation and a transfusion went into Paul's body, where he didn't die from that snake bite, but the power of the Holy Spirit gave him a new testimony that I live even though a snake bit me. Now, I know some of you from South Carolina and Alabama and all that, y'all don't like to talk about snakes. North Carolina, Georgia, Tennessee. Don't worry about it. And these snakes are not just the snakes. He's also talking about some people that act like snakes. Some people that act like scorpions. He's talking about some people that have that kind of character and that kind of means. But God is over all of that. But nothing by any means shall hurt you. In that hour, notwithstanding in this, rejoice not that the devils are subject unto you. Because I've anointed you, they can't do anything against you. Once God anoints you, Satan can't do anything against you. He may make some noise, he may turn out the lights, but there's a light within, hallelujah. And you may turn out the physical light, but I have a light inside my soul. I have a light inside my spirit. I have a light by my feet. I have a light in my hand. You may turn out some physical lights, but glory be to God, there is a light inside. So when you think that I'm defeated, I may have my head down, but I'm praying to my God. You may not know it, but thanks be to God, I can pray lifting up my head or putting my head down. But no matter where and what, God will hear me. He says, don't rejoice in this. Don't be so prideful that the devils are subject unto you. Don't get so beside yourself and so presumptuous that you find yourself full of pride. But be happy, not about the devils being subject unto you, because I've already fixed that. Be happy about your names being written in the book of life. So when you get to a great white throne judgment, your name will be written in there, and you can get inside. You can get inside the throne. You can get inside with God. Thank you, Jesus. I'm just going to walk in. I just may tippy toe in. Thanks, thanks, thanks to God, because he put my name in the book of life. Yeah, because some people get hooked up into, I heal this one and this one and this one. But remember what Jesus said when in the book of Matthew. They said, Lord, didn't we heal and didn't we cast out demons? And Jesus said, I never knew you, because they didn't have the anointing. But when you got the anointing, heaven is sure on your side. You are heaven bound simply because you are anointed, anointed with the power of the Holy Spirit. And the final thing is that Jesus Jesus rejoiced. He said, now the devil tried to stop me and he found that he couldn't stop me. Now the anointing are on these 70 here and he couldn't stop them. Thanks be to God. But you know that 70 grew. And now you and me, we are anointed by God. And let the devil try his tricks. Put on the whole armor of God. Put it on. Put it on. Don't take anything off. Don't take any junk from the devil. Put on the whole armor of God. Put it on. Put it on. And keep it on. Don't take it off. Keep it on. Go to sleep with it. Wake up with it. Rejoice with it. Whatever it is, put it on. Put it on. Keep it on. Can I get a witness? Can I get a witness? Hallelujah. Can I get a witness that he is? He is who he is and never to be denied. He rejoiced. Jesus rejoiced. Make your life, make Jesus rejoice, because when he rejoices in your life, he will show you great and mighty things that thou knowest not.